You know, I really think that my exile began in the 1960s. And some people could say that, well, the 1960s, that doesn't seem like a time of exile. It seems like it would have been a time of, you know, your rebirth or something like that. And I would say, yeah, that's true. You know, all of the astrological conditions were right. People had known that they were going to be right for a very long time, for a sort of blooming of the societal rose, you know. And that flower did bloom and wither and die and everything. And so you could say that it was my awakening for a period. However, since then, the web of Maya has been just so woven so thick and just so disgustingly tight that I can only say that I've been in exile since the 1960s, because if you, you know, anarchists and, all the folk in the world who know what's up, anarchists, Zapatistas, you know, Black Panthers, women who had it, your grandma, all of us, we know what's going on. But if you ask the little goth girl working at Wendy's in Kentucky, you know, what do you think about America? Tell me about America. She's going to say, well, America was founded by some really prude people who were afraid of penises and vaginas, and they were kind of silly because they believed in, like, heaven and all of this fairy tale stuff, and they didn't know anything about science or astronomy. And they sailed over here from Britain to escape oppression by the Catholic Church, because they were all Protestant something, I don't even remember. It's not true, so I have trouble remembering, but they sailed over here to escape religious oppression, and they were like these extreme ascetics, and they were, you know, Quakers and such, and they were very prude. They were afraid of their bodies, and so they didn't have sex with one another, and they prayed 5 times a day, and, you know, were just crazy. And they had some problems with the Indians, and so they killed all of them, and that was bad. And they didn't understand what was going on, so they brought black people over here to do all their work, and that was bad. But then, in the 50s and the 60s, Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and Elvis came and saved the day. And now we can smoke medical marijuana, and I'm going to move to Berkeley and get married. And we have a black president, and he would stop the wars in Afghan, Iraq, and, you know, Cuba and everywhere else, but he's having trouble because people like my grandpa, who are still racist, you know, and don't talk a whole lot, they're making it hard on him. So we've just got to wait maybe another few years, and then we'll get a female president. Maybe that Sarah, what's her name, lady who seems neat, you know, she smiles a lot, and then everything's gonna be fine, you know. And Bush, he was bad. He was against the mainstream, you know, because he wanted to suspend our civil liberties and all of these sorts of things. But you know, he's not really that bad. And everything's going to be fine. But see, what she doesn't actually understand is that the commercial capitalist, you know, media perception of what the 60s were is not what the 60s were. I have a recording of the New York City police chief talking about his dealings with the Black Panthers, in which he says you know, I assume the reporter probably asked him, well, you know, you target them, you follow them around and everything else. And he says, this is in the 50s. Well, what kind of person wouldn't want to be followed? I invite anyone, if they have the ability to do so, to follow me, tap my phone, and everything else. This is the game of politics. Here again, this is in the 60s in liberal, progressive, humanitarian America. He says, this is the game of politics, and only the strong survive. Social Darwinism, you know, it's creeping back in. I know it shocks some of you when you hear it spoken of openly by politicians, but back then it was dinner conversations, you know. And then he says, you know, my men, we follow the law. We obtain a search warrant, go to these neighborhoods, and knock on their door when we need to investigate. But the difference in these people, meaning the Black Panthers, radicals, and normal law-abiding citizens, is that they don't open the door, they open fire on us. And my men are laying on the ground dead. And this was something that was going on in communities all across the country. And so, when I say that I have been in exile since the 60s, I mean that America is not experiencing a new awakening of, like, sexual experimentation and knowledge of psychotropic substances and, you know, a reemergence of, you know, ancient religions and tolerance of feminine sexuality and mysticism. In the 60s, all of these things that had been oppressed in those currents began to bubble to the surface. All of the, you know, all of the inner voices of people and of societal structures that had been held down, tied back, you know, bound by wats and leather and incest and whatever else, in order to, you know, keep their little feet spinning the wheels of the war machine. All of those inner voices began to scream very, very, very loud, and it almost started a revolution worldwide. All over the world this was happening. And, you know, in America it became manifest in the Black Power movement, the Feminine Empower movement, the anti-war movement, and the movement for societal freedom, you know, that we see as, like, manifest in the actions of Abby Hoffman and few others, a few others. And, what they don't tell you is that this was entirely orchestrated because the astrological predictions had been predicted, or the astrological conditions for this had been predicted by, you know, witches who worked for the United States government and the British Crown for hundreds of years before this. All of this was orchestrated in such a way as to allow for a certain little bit of it to drip into mainstream culture and affect, you know, what the little goth girl at Wendy's faints and feels and is allowed to do and wear, but not, you know, be a volcano that would swallow the power structure. And so they actually did a pretty good job of doing that. And what today appears to be you know, a resurfacing of these old ideals is actually things that have always been very prevalent in mainstream American society. You know, the people who founded this country were pot-growing, mushroom-eating, slave-raping, Setian, Odinist little bitches, you know, who were all into the black arts and everything else. And so when, you know, the little goth girl who moves it, who, I keep messing up, I'm sorry, I'm not that far in exile, you know, I'm about six stories up, but anyway, so I can still hear you, but anyway, when the little goth girl who works at Wendy's decides that she's gonna leave Kentucky and move to Berkeley and get married, she's going to see a lot of things that are, you know, Asheville, North Carolina, Olympia, Washington, Greenwich Village, Boulder, Colorado, near Denver, Flagstaff, Arizona. When she decides that she's going to move to one of these little hippie towns, you know, so that maybe she can see the ghost of Jim Morrison and thank him for, you know, bringing the American dream to fruition or whatever, then she's going to see a lot of cool things. She's going to see, like, free stuff, you know, needle exchanges. Wow, that's really awesome. They have needle exchanges that are funded by the government and that actually encourage, you know. And then she's going to see, like, you know, organic gardening, a tolerance of feminine culture and spiritual ceremony. She's going to see all of these things, but, you know, she's going to see a lot of people who like the same kind of music as she does, people dancing on the streets, a lot of art, you know, medical, marijuana, everything. And then, but if she has an anarchist spirit, or no matter how uneducated she may be about what goes on in the undercurrents of American society, or even just an anti-capitalist, you know, sharing humanitarian spirit, then she's going to have a lot of people giving her a lot of dirty looks. And she's going to think, they dress like me. They like the same music as me. I see them at the coffee shop that I love the design of every day. And they even order the same thing as me. But that girl won't even add me on her MySpace. What's up with this? Why don't any of these people like me? And then she's going to realize that whatever town she's in probably has a less than 20% black population. And then she's going to be like, you know, hopefully somebody will tip her off about FEMA camps or something. And she's going to, you know, remember that tattoo that she saw on her girlfriend's foot and then start flipping through a book about World War II and see the same symbol on a Nazi uniform. And then she's going to think, oh, wait, Odinist. I remember he said he was an Odinist. Didn't the you know, one of the top dumb skull-fucking bitches in command over there in Afghaniraqqa, Cuba, Chondo, Didn't he name that new surveillance/drone strike sacrilegious Bacaca thing Project Odin? Because it can see all of, because it has one eye that sees all the brown people in the world and then kills them efficiently? Why didn't I notice this about these people? And then, you know, she's going to remember the FEMA camps, and she's going to say, oh, shit, I've got to go tell everybody. And, you know, she's going to go tell everybody what she's discovered, which is, you know, that the same families who and corporations who funded Nazi Germany are now funding the American war machine. And she's going to get an awful lot of... Really? Wow. I've never heard anyone talk about that before. Are you into astrology? And hopefully she'll, you know, walk out of that store and go talk to someone else. And then, hopefully what she'll realize after that is she doesn't have to talk to anyone. Because everyone in the black and poor communities, be they white, you know, native, meaning Mexican or Latin American, you know, native, or Asian, you know, whatever. All the poor communities know what's going on. All of the rich white men know what's going on, but they don't matter. And all of the women who share their beds, bank accounts, keys, children, houses, cars, MySpace, passwords, library cards, everything else know what's going on. And hopefully, the little girl from Wendy's will decide to put herself in exile, just like Zadrius Thrice Mystical, down here deep with the Lady C and all my folks. See you soon, kids.